90.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
And good morning. Welcome to the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. First off, thanks to everyone for their support during our spring 2014 fundraiser. It was a big success. Wrapped that up last night. And thank each and every one of you for all that you do for KRVS. We're going to listen to lots of great music this hour. We're going to have a visit from musician, artist Dickie Landry. Currently has an exhibit going on in the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum, and there'll be a special performance happening with Sonny Landreth. We'll be talking to Dickie about this in just a few minutes. It's a benefit for the museum. We're going to start off with music from good friends of Dickie and lots of folks around town. Talking about Chris and Tina, Tom Tom Club. This track features Dickie from their Downtown Rockers EP. This is Sweets to the Sweet.
Thank you.
Mickey Landry taken over on a track by the Tom Tom Club called Sweets to the Sweet here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. 76 degrees on the outside, fair and beautiful, and expect a low this evening of around about 62 degrees. Currently, as I said, 76, beautiful on the outside here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me is musician, artist Dickie Landry. Dickie, man, you stay busy. I mean, every time I turn around, it seems like every other week you have something going on here or in New York or in Europe.
Also bush hogging on the farm.
Yes, but in between.
Besides that, yes.
In between.
In between my tractor breaks.
What's happening, man? You are like, it seems like the more you go, the busier you get.
Well, the younger I get, that's for sure.
Well, something's happening. Kind of that, what's that Brad Pitt movie where you get younger?
Yeah, I wish. We all pretty when we're young. No, it's been busy time and been fun. It's, I don't let the grass grow too long.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back from Paris and working with Robert Wilson on a Jean Genet play called The Blacks or Les Nègres, and it's 13 black actors on the stage and me and my saxophone. I did 10 days technical rehearsals in March and go back the end of August for 2.5 months, rehearsal and opening.
This is like a nightly thing?
It will be, yeah. It'll be like a run for 32 nights once it opens.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. I mean, and there's a lot of the actors are from Africa, and they understand my jumbo, gumbo, Creole French. It's fun. I actually had a full conversation, an hour conversation, all in French, and I didn't have to think about the words. It was fantastic.
Well, you currently have an exhibit running at the University Art Museum here on campus. It's called Dickie Landry's New York 1969 through 1979. And, yeah, you dropped off this beautiful program. I mean,
that's a catalog.
That's a catalog. Well, the cover photograph of Philip Glass taken, with the World Trade Center in the background, just beaming in the sun.
The story on that is, if you look at it carefully, we're standing on the landfill of the World Trade Center, and I lived around the corner from the Trade Center, and we'd use that as our beach and barbecue area.
Uh-huh.
And some organization started putting on concerts there, so the ensemble was setting up for a concert, and I looked up in the sky, and there was a skywriter writing an ad for a glass company. And if you see glass upside down.
Mm-hmm.
No Photoshops in those days.
That's what I was thinking. I'm looking at the picture, and this, you look at it now, and you think, okay, Photoshop,
yeah,
and put
exactly
that in there. But pretty incredible. Pretty incredible shot. But also just the positioning of the sun. I mean, it's just gleaming like right there, one third.
Yes, it's the way setting. It's the western side of the river.
When did you first begin? When did your interest in photography begin? Did it start before you got to New York? Or?
Well, I handled 35 millimeter film when I was 13 years old, because when we got electricity back in, when I was 7, in Cecilia, they eventually built a movie house, and I became the projectionist. So I've been handling 35 millimeter film since 13. But while working with Philip and Richard Serra, I met this young woman, performance artist Joan Jonas, and she invited me to her first performance. So I borrowed a friend of mine's camera, Mike Kern's camera, and he put the film, said the ASA and the speed, and I went and took the pictures. Next morning, Joan calls and said, oh, I saw you taking photographs. Do you want to sell some of the photographs? And I was plumbing with Philip Glass at the time. And I thought to myself, plumbing photography. So that's how I got into shooting pictures with. And then I met all these other artists that were all in the same boat. We were all broke, and they needed help. And I took my camera along and took pictures. That whole thing went.
Well, did you ever exhibit any of these before recently?
No, this is the first time.
Wow,
this is like 30, 40 years later.
I know. This is something I didn't know you were doing. I was surprised about 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, I saw a film of yours at the Bayou Bijou. I didn't know you were a filmmaker.
Well,
I made a few,
I made a couple of films. But the photography thing, it was a way of making a living. I was helping the artists, everyone in this book I helped or worked with. either install their pieces, make the pieces, or eat dinner, get drunk, sleep, whatever. It was a very incestuous crowd at that point.
Yes, and also, like I said, just an extremely interesting time in New York. I mean, artistic-wise, I mean, it was like definitely the 70s were definitely
the
a renaissance,
it,
you know.
It was.
It was like Paris in the 20s. I mean,
exactly. And that's what everybody says. And we were so engrossed in it that we didn't realize what we were doing. You know, it was
right. Yeah.
Soho hadn't been formed yet.
Yeah.
It was against the law to live in Soho.
And Garden. Wait, seriously, it was?
Yeah. The buildings were for light manufacturing, and they started moving out to New Jersey and Brooklyn, and the lofts, these huge lofts, became open, but it was against the law for anybody to live there until they passed the law that artists could live in, or people could actually live in these lofts. Artists would block the windows at night to keep the cop, you know, so the cops wouldn't see the lights shining.
Hmm. Strange
and Garden Mata and Mike's wife Tina Gerard and Garden's girlfriend opened a second restaurant in Soho called Food,
and it basically saves the artist neighborhood because a lot of the artists worked there and ate there, and
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera. In fact, the whole Philip Glass Ensemble worked there, and a number of the people in the book worked.
Yeah, I mean, you have all the, like I say, just about all of the art luminaries from the latter part of the 60s into the 70s, definitely the mid-70s, just about all represented here, just kind of flipping through it. I mean,
and it was, you know, the University Art Museum gave us, Keith Sonia and I, this Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. And so the museum asked me what could I do, and if I want to do a painting show, and I decided it was time to do this photography thing, because the negatives have been sitting there for 30, 40 years, and if I hadn't done it now, it would never have gotten done.
Well, incredible, Dickie. I mean, this is really, really an incredible selection of photos. Is this Fran Lebowitz?
No.
No, who is that?
That's Mary Heilman.
Okay. Oh, she looks almost like Fran.
Well, not as harsh.
But anyway.
I like Fran.
But anyway, so how long will your exhibit run?
The exhibit run comes on, I think, May 17th or 16th.
Right, so you just have a short time to visit the museum. Right. And you know, we said they are open until 5 o'clock weekdays, and they are open on Saturdays now.
Yeah, from 10 to 5.
So chance to check out Dickie Landry's New York 1969 through 1979. Now, to benefit the museum, well, I understand you're doing a special performance.
Yes, Lance Harris approached me to see if I wanted to do a concert. I said, sure, in the main room. It's a beautiful room. It's a very live, reverby room, and good for one musician or two. No drums or a group situation. And he said, do you think you'd get Sonny Landreth? And I said, well, I can try. And he kept asking me, did you talk to Sonny? Did you talk to Sonny? I'm kind of nervous. You know, Sonny does his thing. And so I finally called Sonny. I said, sure. He said, sure, I'd like to do it. But what are we going to do? I said, well, so you're going to play your guitar.
So that was my question. I mean, I've never heard Sonny do anything other than something rather structured. And you know, just knowing Sonny, he works on his licks till they're very precise. So I don't know if I've ever or anyone has seen Sonny perform in an improvisational situation.
Well, I never did realize that until now, because and then when I talked to David Ranson, he said, yeah, he doesn't like to be out of his comfort zone.
Right.
So we met last week at Tony Daigle's. That's another story. When I asked him, he said yes, and then he said, who's going to? And I said, before he could say, who's going to be the sound man? I told him Tony Daigle. Mm-hmm. And, so, yes, he's nervous, but I said, you know, we'll get over it. I'll do a solo. He'll do a solo, then we'll do a duet, which should be interesting. We worked on that a little bit last week.
Well, it's definitely so. I mean, that's the first thing that hit me when I heard the announcement of this performance. I'm like, well, yeah, how is this going to end up? So I'm curious as hell to check.
And then
it
he
out.
Said, can you play in this key? I said, any key, just give me a key. You know, what are we going to do? I said, let's just start playing. You know, and so it'll work. It's going to work.
So this is going to happen when?
It's next Friday, this Friday, May 9th, from 7 to whenever we finish, at the Paul Lulu Hilliard Museum on campus, St. Mary and Girard Park Drive. The admission, it's a benefit for the museum, admission for the grown-ups, $25 and $15 for students. And, yeah, Friday night. And Tony Daigle, the engineer, we were making a recording of it, and I think they want to video it too. So I said, do whatever you got to do, you know.
So it's going to be like they used to call a happening.
Yeah, which I never paid attention to. It's going to be a happening. It'd be happening.
It's going to be happening.
It'd be happening.
It'd be happening. Dickie Landry, Sonny Landreth with Tony Daigle helping out this benefit concert at the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum this
Friday
night, 7 p.m. So we hope to see each and every one of you out there. Beautiful poster, by the way, designed by Francis Pavi and Megan Barra.
Yep.
Man, incredible work, man.
Yeah.
So what's up? You said you're returning to Paris for the performance in the Genet piece. Anything else? Any other projects on the brink?
That's enough.
Well, it is, yeah.
Right now I'm working on the music for that. It's all saxophone. And I remember at the meetings we had it in Long Island at Wilson's workspace up there, where he brings all of the costume designers and set designers and lighting people from all over the world and projects he's working on. We had 4 days of meetings and no music was mentioned. And finally I said, hey, Bob, I'm kind of like, what am I going to do? He said, oh, don't worry about it. Just play your saxophone. So basically, during the tech rehearsals, no words or anything. He'd say, like, play like a love song. So I'd play something and they'd record and they'd rehearse it after 2-3 hours and then play something energetic. So I'd play something, you know, energetic, and they would record it, and I was off another 2-3 hours. So it's now I got to really get to work and figure out what it's going to really be, the music's going to really be, you know.
Well, anyway, that's happening this Friday. Dickie Landry, Sonny Landreth at the Paul Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum, a special benefit concert. Well, Dickie, we're looking forward to it, man.
Thank you, Cecil, and thank you for having me on this program. It's one of the greatest radio stations in the world.
Dickie, an ardent supporter of KRVS. So every time you see him, man, he's I think that's the only thing you're listening to.
Basically, yes. I mean, what else is there?
We appreciate that, Dickie. Again, that's this Friday, Dickie, along with Sonny Landreth. You're listening to Dickie in the Background from his CD release entitled Solo, and this is St. Gallen. This was recorded at a church, was it?
Yeah, no, in a museum.
Museum, there was it, yeah.
And if you listen to it, it sounds like I have my equipment there, but it's the room.
There you
similar
go.
To the Hilliard.
Not that far off from your
exactly.
choir concerts
exactly.
you used to do. Thanks, Dickie. We'll
thanks,
see you this Friday.
Sure.
You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan. Stick around in just a few minutes. We're going to listen to part two of the new recording of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, done by The Bad Plus. First up, speaking of Sonny, this is Sonny Landreth.
You're too many thoughts and plans to make. Can make life hard to take. But if you could take a moment and just listen to your heart, you would find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. If you look outside and take a breath, you're really not too far. Some of us know the answer's hard to find. We live in our mind, and it makes us all forget sometimes. So just take a breath from the messages and calls that you had to make. 'Cause I can see it on your face.
Music by Diego Garcia, Sunnier Days, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, and they indeed are pretty sunny on the outside. That's from his latest album on Concord Records, entitled Paradise. Before that, Sonny Landreth, doing his composition Brave New Girl with Mariusz Smoly and members of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, taken from Sonny's instrumental album entitled Elemental Journey. It's 29 minutes past the hour. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. The Friends of Music will here on campus will host a magical night of music on Saturday, May 10th from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. at Hotel Acadiana. It's a fundraiser honoring patron Ann Knight. The event features a performance by the UL School of Music students under the direction of Sean Roy. Tickets for the concert and buffet dinner are available by checking out friendsofmusicacadiana.org. That's friendsofmusicacadiana.org, or simply give them a call, 337-989-1279. Also, coming up on Monday, the Kane Fire Film Series returns at the Munkus Theater in the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The great series will this month present the 2012 French-Belgian animated comedy drama film Ernest and Celestine. This runs again on Monday, 7:30 p.m. at the James Munkus Theater, an award-winning animated film, Ernest and Celestine. If you would like a free pair of tickets to see Ernest and Celestine next Monday night at the Cane Fire Film Series, be my third caller here at the studio line, 482-6991, 337-482-6991. In a few minutes, we'll be listening to the second part of The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, as performed by The Bad Plus from their brand new release. But let's begin with this one. This is Graham Nash fronting Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their live album, 2012.
Dropped into the luxury of the lords, fighting dragons and crossing swords with the people against the hordes who came to conquer. Seven o'clock in the morning, here it comes, I taste the warning, and I'm so I'm here today, seeing things so clear this way. In the car and on my way to Stonehenge. Lace and a cleaner in the distance finds a cobweb on her face, and a feeling deep inside of me tells me this can't be the place.
Open up the gates of the church and the alive in the name of Christ, and I can't believe it all. Now I'm standing on the grave of a soldier that died in 1799. And the day he died, it was a birthday, and I noticed it was mine. And my head didn't know just who I was, and now I'm spinning back in time. And I am high upon the altar. It's hard enough to drink the wine. The air inside just hangs in delusion. Given time, 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 I'll be fine. Of a soldier that died in 1799. And the day he died, it was a birthday, and I noticed it was mine. And my head didn't know just who I was, and I was spinning back in time. And I am high upon the altar. Thank you.
Reed Anderson, bass, electronics. Ethan Iverson, piano. David King, drums. The Bad Plus with part two of Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. They have a brand new recording of that. Must be a new thing. Coincidentally, I just opened the mail and found a new CD by the Ted Rosenthal Trio of a performance of a jazz rendition of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Must be a new trend. Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Again, thanks so much to all who pledged their support during our Spring 2014 fundraiser. You can pledge anytime at our website at krvs.org. Coming up next, it's Harpistry with who was described by a listener last week on Facebook as sounding like a sexy druidess. It's Valerie Green with Harpistry coming up next, and at 1 o'clock, it's The Flip Side. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, krvs.org.